Welcome back, guys, to the Anime Podcast. And so today we're going to touch on a very heavy topic. Well, not really heavy. Yeah, it's a heavy topic. But it's going to be more like a philosophical one. Well, maybe not. I'm going to be talking about Itachi's choice to help wipe out the Uchiha clan and save his brother versus just letting it play out and both sides fighting and both sides possibly losing a numerous amount of people. Most likely Uchiha clan would probably still have been wiped out, or maybe they could have found a better plan, you know. Probably if he wasn't being coerced by evil Danzo and all of that. And so today we're gonna be fleshing that out. So first, let's recap a little bit. So as you all know, who might have watched Naruto, that Itachi opted to kill slaughtered Uchiha clan, right, in return for the Leaf Village protecting and taking care of Sasuke as well, because he was a loyal to the Leaf Village. And I'm guessing that in his mind that was the best course of actions that he could have taken, that would have, you know, helped save his little brother as well as protect the Leaf Village that he cared so much for, right? I think that's the essence of the problem right there, right? Itachi very much loved the Leaf Village. He also loved his brother. And so the question I'm trying to answer right now is that, was that the best choice that Itachi could have made? And I'm not sure. Maybe I'm gonna be saying yes further on, but for now let's see if we can find if there was possibly an alternative. But first, establish the motive that Itachi had, right? Again, Itachi loved the Leaf Village. He very much loved the Leaf Village, and if you watch a lot of part of Naruto Shippuden, when he died and when Obito told Sasuke the truth about Itachi, and when Itachi even came back and we start to see his flashback, his childhood and all of these things, we get to realize that everything that Itachi did was in order to protect the Leaf Village as well as his little brother. And even he was even willing to face Sasuke in order to protect the Leaf Village, technically, right? He was hoping that Sasuke would have turned from his ways, right? Even that last fight that he had with Sasuke, it was also a point of trying to, I guess, put him back on the right path. Probably that wasn't the best way to go about it, but probably the way that he did it wasn't the best, but that was always his intention, for Sasuke to return to the path of goodness, help protect the Leaf Village. That was Itachi's whole ninja way: protect the Leaf Village, protect his brother, right? And so that's essentially who Itachi is at his being, a ninja who is burning with the will of fire to protect his village, his homeland, as well as his brother. And so what I realize is that Itachi was more concerned with the overall well-being of the village of the Hidden Leaf rather than just the well-being of his clan, or selfishly the well-being of his family. Now, let's look at the facts, right? Now, let's pay attention, close attention. The fact is this: there was rising tension between the Uchiha clan and within the Hidden Leaf Village, right? They feel like they were being hosted, they were being picked, and they were being sidelined, and they were practically the police of the Leaf Village. And if you guys know anything about police officers, they get a lot of hate. Because first of all, people see them as authoritarian and all these things, and most restrictive. People just see them as people as people who are not gonna be obstructive or to their freedom or whatever, right? People just normally don't appreciate police. Some of them abuse their powers and all of these things and all of that. But police are good beings, they're good. Anyway, so Itachi was also being coerced by Danzo. Made the situation a lot worse though. He was an aggressor, and he was pushing for an aggressive policy in dealing with the Uchiha. So Itachi was also a part of the Ambu, realized that, listen, there's gonna be a bloodbath. This is what Itachi realized, right? Either way, there was going to be a bloodbath. There was nothing to be done. I think at that point it was too late to reach an amicable solution between the Uchiha clan and the Leaf Village, right? The Uchihas have been were planning to revolt, and Danzo was adding fuel to the fire, and you know, he was being an aggressor, you know, and he was policing the Uchihas as well, right? Which made the Uchihas even feel more angry and more fierce and more resolute in their decision to rebel. And so, whichever way you look at it, there was going to be a bloodbath, right? And probably at the end of the day, the Uchiha clan would have still been wiped out, because let's face it, the Uchiha clan compared to the Hidden Leaf Village is just one clan, right? They still have, they will have, if they were planning to revolt, they were going to have to face the Yuga clan. They will have to face all these other clans, the Sorotobi clan, all these other clans, you know, all these Enoch Father's clan, all these other clans, and all these other top ninjas, you know. And right, there are many badass ninjas in the Leaf Village, right? So the thought of them revolting would have been dangerous. They probably wouldn't have won, and the Leaf Village would have sustained a lot more damage, right? The Leaf Village would have probably been wrecked beyond repair, because the Uchiha was already no pushover, and we, as we know in flashbacks in the flashback episode, which are considered canon, Itachi's father has awakened the Mangekyo Sharingan, and there was no telling how many other Uchiha clan members had awakened the Mangekyo Sharingan, right? There's no telling, because that information was, and there was thousands of Uchihas, right? There was no information that disclosed that, but we can assume that, hey, there probably were a lot more others who had awakened their Mangekyo Sharingan. Probably they didn't know much about it because they didn't get to use it much, but I think a couple of them had awakened their Mangekyo Sharingan, right? And so I think it actually realized that, listen, this is a lose-lose situation either way you look at it, and I think I'm going to pick the lesser of the least damaging solution, right? And it's sad to say, but that was pretty much what he did, right? Opting to kill and slaughter the Uchiha clan was the least damaging solution, at least from his perspective, because again, Itachi is a man who pretty much only had two goals his entire life: protect the Leaf Village, take care of his little brother, right? The only way he could achieve those two goals was technically to slaughter the Uchiha clan. Otherwise, the Uchiha clan probably would have still been slaughtered, but instead of the Uchiha clan alone being slaughtered, the Leaf Village would have also sustained major damages, probably to the point where other nations, other villages would have taken this opportunity to pounce upon them while they're down and wipe them off the face of the earth. That's a realistic thing that you could expect would happen, right? You see, the thing about civil war is that no one, the village lose, the overall nation lose. So that pretty much would have been a civil war, right? And when a civil war is taking place, that country is losing, because again, this is now outside force. They're not fighting against another village, right? This is a fight within its own borders, which means that it's destroying infrastructure. It's destroying the future lives of kids. It's disrupting and destroying the very fabric of that country / village, right? And so it had to realize that, listen, a civil war for the Leaf Village would not be good, especially when we are still in a hostile environment and relationships with the other surrounding villages. It would just not be good. Plus, there would be no guarantee that the Uchiha clan would win. As a matter of fact, I think Itachi made it clear that, listen, there is no way we are going to win a war fighting against the Leaf Village, because the Uchiha clan would just be facing too much. They would probably made up, and the thing is that they would lose, but they would do so much damage, because the Uchiha clan is no pushover, and this is why it was gonna be a lose-lose situation either way, right? And so Itachi, I think, opted for the most suitable solution that he could find, and he was young, right? So technically, I don't think he made a wrong choice. I don't want to say he didn't make the wrong choice. I want to say that he made the best choice that was that was available to him, right? Out of all the choices that was available to him, he made the right one. The only one that he could possibly make. That's what he did. And so, for that, you know, I have to give him props, because, you know, Itachi is one of my favorite characters in the anime. And if you pay attention to Naruto, you realize that he's one of the most well-written characters as well. Itachi and Pain is one of the most well-written characters in Naruto, in anime history. Their purpose, their drive, all these things are just well-written and so good. And so you have to appreciate their character, right? To the very end, Itachi's character was so determined to do what he always wanted to do, protect the Leaf Village from the shadows, like that, right? That was his motto. I think that was Shisui's motto too. Protecting the Leaf Village from the shadows, right? That one was responsible for single-handedly ending the last war. You know, he almost made Madara went back. You know, he got rid of all the reanimated ninjas. And that was such a huge help for the allied forces. So yeah, Itachi was such a great character, and he was very wise from he was a young age. I'm gonna do a next video on Itachi, right? I'm gonna be talking about whether or not Itachi had the potential to be very much stronger than Madara. I think that one's gonna be very controversial, but I'm gonna be ending this video very soon. And so in conclusion, what I want to say is this. The choice that Itachi made was not the best one, right? It could have been a better choice, but honestly, the choices that he had at hand weren't great. You know, it was either stand by and watch a civil war break out between the Leaf Village, and then he would have to pick a side, which still would have been bad for him, because now he would have to either pick to fight for the Leaf Village or fight for the Uchiha clan, and either way, he would be betraying someone, something that he cared so much about. One, he probably would be betraying the Leaf Village that he cared about if he picked the Uchiha. If he picked the Leaf Village, he would be betraying his family. And he opted to do the thing that would have made the most sense for him. You know, let's slaughter the Uchiha clan. That way, we just lose one clan. We don't even lose much infrastructure. We just wipe them with a sneak attack with Obito. I save my little brother, and I am able to sustain the Leaf Village and ensure that no one can, you know, reap the benefits of attacking us while we are weak and broken. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. Do you think what I'm saying makes sense? If not, yeah, let me know. Again, I'm promoting. I hope you guys download the Anchor app so you guys can listen to the podcast on Anchor. You can send voice messages. You can send me collab opportunities and all those good things, all right? And I'll see you guys in the next episode.